Macro mistake. The conventional economic wisdom says government deficits can be decreased by either raising taxes or cutting spending. The conventional macro analysis assumes these two approaches to dealing with a deficit are economically equivalent. The conventional macro analysis completely ignores coercive overhead. Coercive overhead is the elephant in the room that macroeconomists don't talk about. If you decrease government spending, you decrease coercive overhead. If you increase government taxes, you increase coercive overhead. This effect is not trivial. Listen to my coercive overhead narration for an explanation of why coercive overhead of the U.S. government could be 90% or more. And coercive overhead is not linear. A linear increase in coercion invokes a nonlinear response from the public. If people can't eat out as often, it's not a big deal. But if their children are going to bed hungry, they tend to get seriously angry. When enough people get seriously angry, they're likely to go parabolic on the establishment. This is not a good thing and should be seriously avoided. The elites are taking ownership of a bigger and bigger share of the economic pie, and their methods are becoming more and more brutal. The death toll from class warfare is steadily rising. Our society is not safe and effective. The economic and political table manners of the elites are not good. It's not a good situation for the elites, and it's not a good situation for the rest of us. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.